The Valiant Little Tailor, Chapter 7. As soon as it was midnight, the giant got up, took a great staff of iron, and beat the bat through with one stroke, and supposed he had made an end of that grasshopper of a tailor. Very early in the morning, the giant went into the wood and forgot all about the little tailor. And when they saw him coming after them alive and merry, they were terribly frightened, and thinking he was going to kill them, they ran away in all haste. So the little tailor marched on, always following his nose, and after he had gone a great way, he entered the country yard belonging to a king's palace. And then he felt so overpowered with fatigue that he lay down and fell asleep. In the meanwhile came various people, who looked at him very curiously, and read on his belt, 7 and 1 bow. Oh, said they, why should this great lord come here in time of peace? What a mighty champion he must be. Then they went and told the king about him, and they thought that if war should break out, what a worthy and useful man he would be, and that he ought not to be allowed to depart at any price.